Welcome to episode 22 of the Dear Lovely Universe podcast, where I help you live your best life possible by transforming into the best version of yourself. In this episode, I sit down with global writer, traveler, entrepreneur, and observer to the future, Case Lane. She is educated in economics, communications, political science, business, and law. She has lived and worked all over the world as a reporter, diplomat, consultant, and digital media corporate executive. In this podcast, we discuss why you have something to contribute to the world. You don't need to have a global empire because any impact that you make is significant. Her biggest takeaway from her journey of business: every society needs people to move the community forward. Her advice for building a community for your business: how technology makes the present moment one of the best times in history to start a business, and more. So, hello, Case.
Hello.
And welcome to the Dear Lovely Universe podcast.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
I'm so excited to have you because I know that you have a lot of experience in this area, and a lot of my listeners are so interested in figuring out more about business.
Well, I'm thrilled to be here and happy to be speaking with your listeners, and it's just great. So thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. So let's jump right into it. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us more about yourself?
Well, sure. I mean, right now I'm an entrepreneur and a writer working online. I write fiction and nonfiction, and with entrepreneurs, I help people get started. And I'm right at the very beginning of the process for people who folks that usually say something like, I'd love to start a business, but I don't know where to get started. That's where I am. But I come at it from doing all the other so-called normal traditional things. I went to college. I worked in corporate. I've worked in different types of corporate environments. I got to travel the world as a diplomat. So I've done that. That's as well. So I've worked for the federal government. So I've had the full-on traditional 9 to 5 and beyond type of work. But at this point, I've decided to sort of join the online revolution and run my own business, which I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to run my own business, and now I can do it, you know, and helping other people to figure out how to do it also.
Yeah, that's so cool. I love how you went through the 9 to 5, mm-hmm. and then you broke out of that rat race into being your own entrepreneur.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, did it take a lot of courage to venture out and start your own business?
Yeah, I think the courage comes to stop yourself from going back, I feel like. When I left, I initially went to law school, and then while I was in law school, I started getting into ebook self-publishing. So I did not return to corporate life, so to speak. But then when you're on the outside, it's to just convince yourself that this is the right thing. You have to stick with your goal. So that that's where it's the courage to stick with what you really wanted to do, because you know you've done it for a reason. So, and you really just have to hang on to that reason.
Yeah. Do you have any advice for people to stick to the journey?
Yeah, I think staying very close to why you told yourself you wanted to do it in the first place. And I think for a lot of people, if you're like me, or even if you're not where you've always thought about being in business, but maybe mm-hmm. some people it was just seemed like a far off dream. So it wasn't like every day you wanted to start a business, but if it was still in your mind at some point, then you have to ask yourself, okay, why was I thinking that? There must be something that I really wanted to do. It wouldn't just pop into your head, randomly, but maybe you just started, it's there because you feel like there's something that you can be contributing. There's extra value that you could be putting out, especially if the work that you're doing is, if your current 9 to 5 is not really something that interests you very much, or you're not really enjoying it, then so stick with that. Whatever drove you in the first place to start thinking about being in business is what you keep coming back to, and keep coming back to why you wanted to do it and why you made the decision in the first place.
Definitely. I agree so much with that statement to remember why you keep doing it in the first place. I mean, I have it written down for me personally to remind myself, and it's so important to remember where the end goal is, yes. where you're headed.
I like that idea also, writing it down. There's a lot of people who say, and physically write it down. So yeah. Get out a pen or paper and you know what you like. But to physically, that act of writing it down on a piece of paper and maybe even just folding that paper up and putting it somewhere and knowing that it's there, put your goals on it. That's another thing that drives you. You've made it tangible because you've written down that goal. You know that it's literally sitting there somewhere in your, you know, in a hidden drawer, wherever you want to put it, or hang it on the wall. And it makes it more real that way as
definitely,
well.
Definitely. I agree so much. And there's something to just touch on that about how when you see something and you affirm it so often, it becomes part of your subconscious.
Yes.
And then therefore you manifest it in a way that is beyond the physical realm.
Yes. And I think a lot of people kind of question that, but those are usually the people who've never tried it. And those who have tried it and made it work are the big believers. So, and I'm a big believer. So many things that, you know, maybe other people said I couldn't do, or I thought I couldn't do, and I just thought, you, maybe I'll just try it. And I kept thinking about it, and what does it look like, and what would be the steps to do it, and all of that. Yeah. And guess what? You know, it totally manifests, and they go, okay, this works. And you put those, that you keep that idea for the next step, and the next step, and for your goals to keep going. So you don't, you know, you always have goals that you're setting and working to achieve.
Definitely. And when you have goals and you know where you want to go, mm-hmm. It's a lot easier to, I think, wake up in the morning, yes, to have a plan of action.
Yes. Give yourself purpose. That's another thing, yeah, I always say for people that are aspiring entrepreneurs. I think, well, if you're worried about it, just start out in general thinking about what purpose, you know, you will give yourself something to do in a sense, you by working on a business. And even if you know, don't turn it into some grand global empire, your day-to-day efforts around researching your idea or asking potential customers or potential community what they think, all of this is giving, it helps drive your life forward. And yeah, you realize that it helps you forget about other things that you might be wasting time on today.
Definitely. Definitely. I love how you're talking about, like, it brings you into a headspace of purpose,
yeah,
and rather than wasting time on things that are less important.
Yeah.
I feel like personally, since I've started this platform, I find that I have a lot more purpose personally, mm-hmm, that I feel dedicated to, instead of, you know, the other stuff that we could be, yeah, doing.
Yeah.
Also just want to definitely clarify for people that I personally believe that every single person on earth has a purpose.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree. And you know, it's just a matter of tapping into it. And I think it's sad sometimes that people, based on whatever happens in life, they just sort of think, oh, I've got nothing to contribute. But if you really just look and see, you know, where you've been, what you've learned, there's somebody else who probably is interested in that at some level. Mm-hmm. And I agree with you that there's something that everybody has to contribute, and you just, yeah, need to start thinking about it, and you'll find out probably pretty quickly, you'll realize what it is, because you'll start asking questions or somebody will ask you something and you realize, oh yeah, that's information I have that they didn't have, and I've just, mm-hmm, helped them.
I think another thing I wanted to touch on from what you said was, you don't need to have a global empire.
No.
Because I think the impact that you have on any, even if it's just one person, is already significant.
Yes. Yes, I agree. Mm-hmm. It really is. And I think that also, once you get started, you'll realize that. You know, if I think about in my business, helping somebody who just, let's say the first thing they want to do is set up a website. They're not sure about their business or so, but okay, let's just start with the website. And going through that process, when I start asking questions like, okay, what would you like to say here? And how, you know, what kind of information would you like your community have? And that type of thing. It starts to think, you know, oh, you know, people might be interested. And that first person who comes and drops a comment that says, oh, I really like this post. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, suddenly it's like, wow, I've reached somebody, and that's more than happened yesterday for that person. So yes, you've made incredible progress just with reaching one person.
Definitely. Definitely. So what is one big takeaway that you've had from this journey of, like, entrepreneurship?
Mm-hmm. For me, it's being I want to say immersed in the work, but I don't want people to think of work like work, you know, 9 to 5 work. I guess immersed more in the goal, in the goals that I have. It's something that now I think about the business, I think about what I'm trying to do all the time. And when I see things that people, how people are operating out in the world and so on, I think about how that relates to my business. And I hadn't, you know, when you're working 9 to 5, you just sort of zone out evenings and weekends and that, you know, and I was thinking, what did I used to think about that time? And that, but now, and I don't want to make it sound negative because it's not negative. It's not like it's all consuming and I go around saying, start a business, you know, and yelling at people or anything, but it's just sort of a more observational, I guess, around the things that I'd like to do to help people get started. And again, I'd like to help people who are already saying they want to get started. And so it's already, they initiate it, but I'm sort of jumping on that and seeing where there's an opportunity for people to move forward. And it's that kind of awareness all the time is something I just didn't expect at all.
Definitely. Do you feel that sometimes maybe people sort of, it's a journey, they go through the 9 to 5 to realize that they want to have a business?
Yes, I think a lot of people do. There's sort of, if you read the biographies and autobiographies of entrepreneurs, which I enjoy reading, I like to, you know, get the details and the stories. A lot of them were sort of hustling when they were little kids, you know, they just always wanted to go into business. So they were rebels right from the beginning. They didn't do well in school and that type of thing. And then there's the other people who sort of did everything that they were supposed to do. So they did well in school. They paid attention. They did what the teacher said. They went on to college and so on. But then they get into work life and realize like, wow, this is not what I wanted. Mm-hmm. And because from the time you're born, you're following orders. You don't have much flexibility when you're a child to get away from it. It's not until you are an adult sitting, you know, where everything is your own decision and you're not happy. You suddenly realize like, wait, how did I get here? And it's suddenly, it's on you at that point. You know, maybe even earlier when you're more aware, but really when you finish what your obligations to become an adult, you then think you you've done, and especially because everybody said that's the right thing to do. And if it really hits you like, wait, what? And then you realize also that a lot of other people aren't happy too. So why are we all doing this? So it comes right back to you. You're like, okay, I thought I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I'm just going to go off and do it because this other path is not for me. And I do think that really hits people just because they are in a position to make their own decisions, to see the adult world, to realize there's so many unhappy people. And so if you have another path, you should grab it and take it.
I really, truly agree with that. When you say that, you know, people would be wise to see that path of wanting something more and grabbing it. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good point to make how you do have control over that choice. Yes. It is your choice. I think people will realize once they make that choice, it's like, why didn't I make it sooner?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. It's so hard. I mean, I'll definitely attest to that because I've gone back to school a couple of times. I've switched careers. I've tried all that. And because I love to learn, everything to me is a great experience. Even though there's no way I would say I enjoyed every day of the 9 to 5. I definitely did not, but I certainly enjoyed learning. I enjoyed understanding how business works, and I was working in different places. And of course I met some good people and so on, but you just need to take that and absorb as much of it as you do. Hit a point where you say, okay, I want to walk away. And I probably hit that point much earlier than the time that I actually walked away. I'm trying to rewire my brain at this point because you are so ingrained with going to school and getting a good job and all these fears that are pushed into you and, oh no, you won't have a pension and this and that. And so it's very difficult. And I think you have to give yourself a break around that as well, especially if you're listening to all these people saying, you know, just, you could be a success and why, you know, all this stuff. You give yourself a break in the sense that you have to understand your brain has been wired to follow this path and to follow the rules and all of that's there. So take a step back, slowly start rewiring, slowly start undoing. And then when you do walk away, don't say, you know, it's you can recognize, okay, I could have done this earlier, but then leave it at that. And now you're doing it. There's that I think it's a Chinese proverb that says the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is right now. And yeah. So you can't, you know, you're going to make the change, even if you could have done it earlier. Okay, never mind. Do it now.
Definitely. I totally agree with that. And I want to add to that, that there, it's never going to feel like the right time, you know?
Yes. Yeah, I agree. And you know, you don't know what's going to happen. So a lot of people think, oh, well, maybe next year this will happen or that year. But I think given where we are right now, it's March of 2020, and you know, the world is a very different place than where it was even in February of 2020. So if the decision is there in your mind, if it's, you know, something that's, you just feel it and you know this is what you really want to do, and you're not happy in the situation you're in. So you're better off, you know, health-wise even from making a change, then go ahead and do it. There's never a perfect time.
Definitely. And just to add to that, when you go ahead and do it, that's the most best practice you'll get besides reading online, and you'll just learn along the way.
Yes, absolutely. That's what I talk about a lot in my business, Ready Entrepreneur. I constantly talk about just getting started, even taking 15 minutes a day, because what you'll start to realize is suddenly, without you even noticing it, that 15 minutes becomes 30 minutes, and then it becomes an hour, because you get used to it. You get into what you're doing and you get better at it. And so if you're playing with your website, you're kind of figuring things out, you will spend more and more time on it because you're learning as you go. And even if you decide, okay, maybe I'll end up hiring somebody to do it for me, you've learned so much that you can give someone else instructions about how you want it to be done, or you can make sure you're not being overcharged for it, or so on. So everything that you're doing is leading, you know, giving you that experience that you can use later on.
Definitely, definitely. So you mentioned a little bit about entrepreneurship and it being in our DNA. Can you talk more about what that means?
Yeah, that's something that came to me. So I was in the Foreign Service, which is the diplomatic corps. I worked in embassies in other countries. And I was always interested to see people all over the world working in business. And being that sort of go-getter in the neighborhood who has set something up, whether it be a small shop or something, sometimes you'll look at a city and you'll see a very large, poor neighborhood, maybe even like a shantytown neighborhood of houses made of cardboard and so on. You think, oh, those poor people, you know, they just sit there all day. And then you actually walk into a neighborhood like that and you realize how organized it is, and how you'll say, oh, these families have electricity. And they'll be like, yeah, Francisco, he ran all the electricity wires and we pay him 25 cents a month. He's like, what? You know, it's like there's always, and that Francisco is the Edison of his neighborhood, you know? And then, so there's, it seems to me then that there's always that person. So Edison, you know, put electricity into the world for everybody to have it, type of thing. And at every level, our societies need that person that keep moving people forward. And they're a risk taker, right? Because if you decide that you're going to be that person to string electricity wire up, you know, you're going to have to get the wire and people are going to be counting on you and they're going to want your support, maintenance, and all these things. So you're taking that risk, but somehow it's driven in you. You want to do that. And I've seen that all over the world. I've seen, you know, women set up their clothing stores or their salons or their, you know, and they, because there was a need in their community, they saw a need and they got it going. And so it just struck me that this entrepreneurial desire, which is what I believe is the people who are willing to take risks, to deliver value, to fill these gaps that we see in society, those people exist everywhere. I've seen them in every country, all over the world. So to me, that means it's an evolutionary fact. And I like to tell aspiring entrepreneurs that you're not alone. You know, it's not something weird. Just because your family and friends maybe think you're, you know, doing something a little out there, it's not. To me, you're part of this evolutionary fact that we need to have people that that push forward and take risks so that the community can progress, you know, in advance.
Definitely. That's so interesting that, you know, there are people all over the world who are entrepreneurial minded. So it's just like, why not you?
Yes, you know? Exactly. And again, I always say, if you're thinking about it, there's something there. You know, some people think about drawing. Some people think about writing. You're thinking about starting a business. So it's a creative pursuit. It's an intellectual pursuit. And if it's in your mind, then why not keep going with it? Why is it in your mind? What could you do? And like you say, get started on something and learn and see how far you can go with it. And I think that's what you need to do. If you feel this urge, this idea that you want to be doing something a little different with your life, like something purposeful, and you have some idea, even if you don't have exact business idea, but you know there's something there, then yes, at least try. Try where it takes you. Maybe you'll end up running your business.
Yeah. Do you have any advice for people who worried about people's opinions or their judgments?
Yeah, I know it's a little trite to just say, okay, just ignore them. But unfortunately, that's, you know, where you'll have to be, because if you spend your time worrying about them, you won't get started. So this is back to what we've been saying. Once you get started, you'll get more experience and you'll get more understanding. So one of the reasons people are maybe, you know, sort of negative is because they just think it can't be done, or they think you can't do it. And they may not even be sad, you know, mean, they're just worried for you. And so they put up these walls. If you start going and you actually start doing it and moving forward and showing them what can be done, that will start to bring those walls down. And so by actually doing it, it's another reason to just get started. By actually doing it, that also helps quiet some of the negativity around you.
Yeah,
it is difficult, but moving forward, it does help.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things I could say about that, but I think one of the main things is that there are people in the world who just have kind of closed off minds, mm-hmm. where they are comfortable with where they're at, and they are not comfortable with change. Exactly. So when they see someone maybe doing change, whether it's for the better or maybe the worse, mm-hmm. they want to stay where they are, so they will try to discourage mm-hmm. that change. But you know yourself, you know your mission, you know where you're going. Yes. It's all part of the journey.
Yes, and I'll throw in another evolutionary thing, and that the you know, we're hardwired for our own survival. So that means that anybody getting ahead of you is a threat. You know, it's that, and it's not, again, like a direct thing, but it's just that it's in your brain. So if there's somebody who's a negative, like you say, they're trying to stay in the same place, because if you're going to move ahead, that's going to force them to do something, because now, you know, they're getting out of line with you. So they're afraid, and nature is trying to pull back and stop that, so that they don't have to worry about trying to keep up with the next person because of this fear of the survival thing. And so I think if you just, you're probably feeling like, oh, somebody's being so mean to me, they're being so negative and so on. But if you take a step back and think, okay, this person just can't control this fear. It's their fear that they're worried about. You know, this is what they're reacting to. It's their own fear. And if you take a minute, okay, they can't control their fear. My drive is to keep going forward, to advance things, to move things forward. This is my role. So I'm going to have to do that. And they'll see eventually that it's going to be all right.
Definitely. Definitely. Sometimes you just have to pave your own way.
Yes.
And be your own best supporter.
Yes, you do. You absolutely do. That's the thing. If you have the idea, once you do have it, champion it all the time, you know, because other people won't if you don't. And that's so,
oh yes,
it's one of those sort of battles that you have, because you start to waver a bit because you hear the negativity. But then if they, you know, see that, it's like, oh, so you're not really sure, are you? And then you kind of get into that. So you definitely have to be your real champion of what you want to do, and stick always to why you want to do it. You know, what problem are you solving? How are you helping people? What value are you delivering? If you keep those things in mind, you can keep coming back to those things, write them down. And so you can remind yourself, you know, you're doing it all for a very good cause. You know?
Definitely. Love that. So you mentioned before about the universal formula for success. Mm-hmm. Could you share what that is for our listeners?
Well, what I feel it is to just keep going, to keep going with the work and not giving up. I always say that the difference between those who make it and those who don't is just giving up. And you'll hear, you know, I don't know if anybody's ever heard of a story of somebody who has tried to start a business the day on their deathbed. It's not like that they usually gave up before, or they got what they wanted and they, you know, peacefully pass on. But it's, you want to just keep going, because there's always going to be things that happen. And if you think of it like a pyramid, as a lot of people start at the bottom, and then as you get closer and closer and closer, rising to the top, there's fewer and fewer people, because there's all these people that are stopping. So if you keep going, eventually you'll get there and you'll be where you want to be. And that's the other thing, keeping an eye on the goal. Again, I keep saying that, because when you do stop, you lose, you know, everything. There's somebody else maybe out there, or nobody. Worse is that nobody is going to go and solve that problem now because you stop, or somebody else will solve it. And then you'll see that later, you know, and then feel bad yourself. Oh no, I could have done that. So just keep going. That's, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I totally agree. The difference between the people who make it and don't make it, I feel like, it's just this common theme of the ones who keep going, especially, you know, in hard times and rejections.
Yes. And making it is your own definition of success. Mm-hmm. So that's the other thing, is not to be worried about, you know, however somebody else wants to define success. It's what makes you feel good. It's what makes your life wonderful. And where you wake up every morning with a smile on your face and you're happy to embrace the day, because that's what your level of success. It's how you define it. So you're going towards that particular goal of defining what your life looks like.
I love that. And I totally agree. If someone's version of success is just having their website and a few customers, or one customer, then that's their success. Exactly. And let them be happy with it. And if, you know, maybe like someone's version of success is having a house in Bel Air, and one person's success is having a house, or maybe even a trailer van, like that's totally up to them. And I think that we should just let people be happy with their growth and not try to impose our versions of where they should be.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So when you set out on your journey and you're thinking about your idea, also think about your definitions of success, of what you're really trying to accomplish for yourself. Mm-hmm. And if it's a big house, fine. And if it's a quiet, peaceful morning, you know, that's fine too. But so that you can keep that in mind. And so you don't end up in a situation where somebody says, you know, again, the negative people are out there and they'll be like, well, I thought you were doing really well. How come you're not in a big house right now, or something like that? I mean, make sure you're very clear in your own mind what doing well means to you, what making it means to you, so that then you can feel that when you achieve it, which you will. You keep going.
Yeah. And I just want to bring up really quickly that I read in by Napoleon Hill that if your plan isn't working out, or if something isn't working out, that just means that there's a flaw in your plan. Mm. And then just go back to drawing board, rebuild your plan, and then execute it again.
Yes. Yeah. I'm a big Napoleon Hill fan also. And he's very much, of course, about thinking through your plan, your ideas, you visualize, you focus on what you want. And I agree, because it's not I want $1 million and you sit there and hope it falls from the sky. You still have to figure out how you get there. And that's living, that's life, that's trying different things. That was way, you know, getting inspiration, you know, that's so on. So if you look at that and you know you still have that same goal, but you're not getting there, we have to say, okay, maybe there's something else, or maybe I missed a clue somewhere. Like maybe the inspiration was there and I didn't pick up on it, or I didn't work on it. I heard about that thing and I just didn't follow through up on it. So you have to keep thinking that what you're hearing and what you're doing is all leading you towards these goals that you're focused on.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. So I love that we have Napoleon Hill in common. Are there any other books or tools or tips that you recommend?
I'm a big fan of all the success consciousness type of from Napoleon Hill and Power of Positive Thinking and The Secret, and then Jack Canfield, The Success Principles. I think all of that ties together. It's very much connected to the same concept, the law of attraction, and focusing on what you really want and driving yourself and to achieve that by just intention, you know, intending things consistently, focusing. I enjoy that personal development type of work. When it comes to entrepreneurship, I love reading the biographies and autobiographies of entrepreneurs. I think you get a lot more information there. You learn sort of the hard realities of the way things went and more about how businesses are built. And I like, when you start getting into technically what you like to do, I've taken a lot of online courses for different things like self-publishing, online courses and things like that. I think nowadays people are getting really more and more sophisticated around that. Online courses are, you know, some of them can be expensive, but some of them are also very good in terms of giving you a shortcut, because you can spend a lot of time online doing a lot of research and reading, well, watching a lot of videos and so on, which I actually always recommend in the beginning, because you want to get a general overview of if you're not really sure what you want to do, you want to get an idea. But if you want to then specifically go through something that you know for sure you're going to really push, then, you know, doing an online course, I think that's a good way to go as well.
Yeah, I really want to emphasize how you've said to, you know, look at videos of what it is that you're thinking about pursuing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because, for example, when I was thinking about if I wanted to either do a online course or a membership business, I researched. I watched videos from both sides, listened to the pros and the cons, and just figured, you know, what would probably work best for me. And I totally recommend that for anyone before they jump head into heels into it.
Yes, absolutely. It's a really good start, because you'll see, first of all, there's so much information and one pathway, you know, it's the internet. So one path of research will lead you to another and another and another. So you could set a time frame for yourself so you don't do it all the time, but you know, you don't want to get caught up in just doing research constantly and using that as an excuse to procrastinate. But you do want to just give yourself an overview, especially if you're not sure at all, like maybe you're not even sure which social platform you like to use. So go ahead and look at all the different ones and see what kind of information people are providing. And it really just helps you get your mind organized. Take lots of notes and see which you really like. And look at the people who are successful doing whatever it is that you're researching. See how they did things, how they continue to do things, what their path was. That really helps too.
Totally. Just want to get your input when it comes to having social media platforms. Do you think it's better to have many or a few?
I always start with many if you're not certain which one you like, and then come down to one or two that you really focus on. So I do like the idea of telling people you can find me everywhere. I think that's nice. It's easy because you don't know where people are. It's hard. People say know where your audience is, and sometimes you do and sometimes you don't know. But the other piece is you need to know which social media platform you enjoy using, because otherwise you're not going to go on there and you're not going to be consistent. So if you don't like doing videos, you're not really going to want to be on YouTube all the time. If you like to write, maybe you want to be in Facebook so you can write nice long posts. So you need to figure that out.
Yes.
So if you know for sure, like you only have one favorite and that's it, then stick with it and really push it. If you have no idea, at least set up your profile everywhere. Spend time, again, looking at the people who are doing what you're interested in doing, looking at different, you know, popular people to see what they do, getting a sense of how they use the platform, and then coming back and saying, okay, I'm going to focus on one or two.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, like you said, it's important to focus on one or two. Because I think what I did was I opened my platform and I started posting on like 12 different ones.
Okay.
And I realized that I was getting overwhelmed by posting frequently on all of them. And then I was also not growing on any of the platforms because I wasn't interacting with any of those platforms. So part of, I think, of the mojo is not just to post on it, but to comment, to follow people, to, you know, just interact with the social network.
I agree. That's something in the beginning I didn't do very well at all. I didn't follow up on comments and likes, and I really should have. And so I'm trying to be better. I'm not that great at social media, because I actually started by building an email list, because that was the path that was taught in one of the courses that I took. And I do like the email approach. You, by having your own proprietary email list, you own your audience, so to speak. So yeah. If you get kicked off Facebook or whichever platform you're using, you still have your email list and you can go directly to people and continue to communicate with them.
Yeah.
So I had built that first. And then now I'm kind of backtracking, at least to make sure that on social, I'm staying in the loop, I'm staying visible, I'm posting about the things that I'm doing, at least at the very least. So I'm trying to get a little better at it. But mm-hmm. I definitely would definitely support, like what you say, make sure you comment and reply and get engaged with the people who are engaging with you.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing up the point about replying to people, because mm-hmm. I think it also makes people feel like you're acknowledging them yes. and you're kind of connected to them yes. in a way. It's like if, you know, you take the time to leave a comment for someone that you mm-hmm. enjoy the content that they provide, mm-hmm. I think it just feels good to when they acknowledge you back.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It makes you seem real because there's so many, you know, let's say suspicious activity on the internet that if you're actually replying and addressing what they wrote and so on, it's like, oh, wow, there's an actual real person here who's engaged with me. And so I think it makes people feel good. And for you as well, because you're trying to build a community and, yeah. and you want to know, you know, you want them to know they're real also.
Definitely. Definitely. So I really wanted to make sure that we got to this question mm-hmm. about how nowadays is one of the most best times to actually start something because of the technology that's available.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge champion of that. You now can start a business right now, right? After you listen to the podcast, you can go and start your business by setting up online. From that minute, you have access to the world, 7.5 billion people. So in that world, somewhere are the people who are interested in what you're doing. And there's so many tech tools available. I'm always amazed. I have a WordPress site and I'll be searching for something. Like, how do you do something? I'll say, oh, there's a plugin and it's free and it does all these amazing things. And it always surprises me. Like, who are these people creating these plugins for free all the time? But you'd be surprised also. There are so many different things you can mm-hmm. do. You can make your sites very personable because of the technology. Yeah. And again, you can start free or very low cost and build your business. And then the way that advertising is set up, if you want to monetize your website, you can just, you know, you can go with advertising and so on. So there's just so many ways to turn your passion into a business and then yeah. be able to continue to grow it because of the technology and the resources that are available. And I'm such a huge champion of it because if you've got that idea burning in your right brain, like you really want to start a business, jump in now while this is, you know, so it's still new in a way, in so many ways, you know,
yeah.
and it's changing very quickly also.
Yeah. Do you have any advice for people that might feel like that might be a little bit overwhelming for them, the technical aspect?
Yeah, I think, again, it's just to get started because there's no doubt that the technology can be overwhelming if you delve into it at the coder level, which you don't have to do.
Yeah.
So, and that's what you'll realize when you get started. For example, on a website, you really just want to focus on your pages and your posts, and you could go deeply into the website doing all sorts of fancy things, but you don't need to do that, especially when you're first getting started. So I say, even with the technology, start with the simple, straightforward, even if you go ahead and get a WordPress, you know, site, like your own site, where you could hire somebody to make it very fancy for you. You could just start small. You can do it yourself. You can put up very simple pages. Mm-hmm. And then as time goes by, if you want to make it fancier, you want to put in some videos and flashing lights and all these types of things, you can do that later. So just think about, you're going to start with the technology at a very simple, slow pace and build from there.
Yeah, totally. I agree. I just want to say to any listeners that mm-hmm. I had to learn from scratch too.
Yes, and I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's possible.
It is.
You can
absolutely
do it.
Is. Yes. Yeah. I would say so. And you don't, now you can also outsource. So that's something to keep in mind.
Oh,
but if you, if you want to keep your costs low, then just you can teach yourself the basics. Mm-hmm. And you'll see that in no time, you'll actually be just stepping through it.
Yeah. Maybe to clear any confusion, I did hire someone mm-hmm. to start the website. And okay. then from there, I learned from scratch.
That's a good idea too. Yeah.
So once I already had sort of a organization in place, that's when I learned how to use everything. And from there, I even started making pages with like Elementor and just doing mm-hmm. YouTube tutorials. And so it's totally manageable. Like yeah. you could totally do it.
Oh, good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. That's so you could have different approaches. You could do it yourself. You can hire somebody, or you can hire somebody to start it for you and then do it yourself after that.
Yes. Also good to make a note that you can outsource not just for technology, but for any sort of skill that you yes. aren't necessarily the strongest point. Mm-hmm.
And it's a good mm-hmm. idea, depending on how you're doing your business. If you're trying to develop your side hustle around your 9-to-5, then you might want to outsource more just to give yourself more time. I decided to do this full time. And the way that I started this with my publishing my books was to also build my author platform at the same time. So I learned the website and the landing pages and all of that as part of that. But so if you have the time, of course, and you're interested, you could do it that way as well. So you kind of think about where you want to spend your time. But if you're really lost on something and you don't want it to be delaying your entire progress of everything to be kind of just frustrated with the technology, at that point, you want to take a step back and say, okay, I'll let somebody else get me over this bridge and then I'll come back to it.
Yeah, totally. Totally. And I couldn't agree more. So there was something that someone had told me. It was, if money is time, then why not just pay money to yes. people for more time?
Yes, that's what I always say. It's always a trade-off between time and money. So decide which one. Yeah.
Yeah. So what are like your main messages that you would love to share?
Well, the key one, we've been talking a lot about entrepreneurship, but I have a bigger message, I guess, in general around, because I also write fiction and I write about future fiction and so on. And I have this message around just preparing for the future. It is a global high-tech world. So even if you don't like it, if it sort of snuck up on you, if you find it difficult, it's here and it's going to keep coming at you. So the best thing to do is to hedge your bets against it and leverage and make sure you make it work for you instead of working against you. So that includes starting your own business, giving yourself some self-sufficiency and some peace of mind in an economy that is changing all the time, so that you have something that's really yours. And staying aware that we are in a global world, that we're not, we are literally connected through the internet and interconnected in so many ways. So you could be part of that and moving along with it instead of trying to fight against it, because I think it's just really, it's here to stay. Globalization, technology, everything that's happening, there might be piecemeal things that stop here and there, but in general, it's one big neighborhood really that we're dealing with now.
Yeah. I love the point that you make, working with it mm-hmm. and not against it. Yeah. I think that also kind of goes hand in hand with maybe making it work for you.
Yes.
Instead of working for it.
Yes. And again, once you get to know it, even if you have some concerns about the technology in the beginning, once you get into it and realize that it's there and there's so much there that you can really take advantage of, then you can see, okay, the potential, it really becomes clear, the potential of where you can take your own ideas because of the technology that's available to you.
I totally couldn't agree more. It's amazing. If there's a will, there's a way, and there's never been a better time.
Yeah.
So where can people find you?
Yeah, so for entrepreneurship, I'm at Ready Entrepreneur, so readyentrepreneur.com. And you can send me an email if you're interested and you have some questions about getting started. That's contactcase@readyentrepreneur.com. And then for social media, it's @CaseLaneWorld or @ReadyEntrepreneur. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you can find me there as well.
So I just want to clarify for any listeners, that's Case Lane, CaseLane.
Yes. And I have the books as well. I'll throw in that. Especially I have one on entrepreneurship. So if you're interested, it's called Life Dream, 7 Universal Moves to Get the Life You Want Through Entrepreneurship. And that's available everywhere that ebooks are sold.
And I'll include that in the podcast description.
Okay, great.
So my last and final question that I ask every single one of my lovely guests is, what does the universe mean to you?
For me, I take both the scientific and the spiritual to bring them together. Our brain, as I understand it, is the electromagnetic force pumping these, firing all the time. And so is the world that we operate in. And so it is all this field of waves that we are riding on. That's why it's so important that the ideas that you put out through your brain end up, they're real, they go into the universe, they are connecting with other ideas. That's why what you want to happen can happen if you're focused on it all the time. If you're focused on negative all the time, you might find everything turns out that way as well. So to me, we are connected into the universe through the electromagnetic field, which I know maybe sounds a little bit far out, but then if you can hear me, it's the same technology. If you can be on your mobile phone in the other part of the world talking to somebody, it's the same technology. It's the satellites, it's the radio signals, it's all of it. The universe is that connection of all of these signals together, and your focus on your thoughts, which are also signals, are part of it as well.
I love that. I think a common theme when it comes to the universe is connectedness. I couldn't agree more.
And we can't see it. So I know that for some people that makes it difficult. But again, that's why I go back to saying, if you can hear me, you know, you can't see the words floating through the air, but you can hear them through your ears. So that's the same concept of that. It's that force that it's moving from one person to the next. It's the same technology. It's out there, even if you can't see it.
Well, thank you so much, Case.
Thank you. It was great. It was fun. Yeah.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and share it with your friends and family. If you're on Apple Podcasts, please leave a comment. You can find Case at thereadyentrepreneur.com, and you can find the show notes for this episode at dearlovelyuniverse.com/episode22. Thank you, and have a wonderful rest of your day. Talk to you soon.